Yeah, again, Ian had this patient with forehead fancy disease, ER positive. I said, have you given, because he was thinking about Abema, the patient has brain mets, but I hear some docs in practice say they're using CDK in HER2 positive, ER positive patients. Do you?
I have a patient I didn't present to you, but similar, 10-year metastatic breast cancer survivor. And I think she has had 17 or 18 lines of therapy.
Wow.
So we're having to get creative now. It's ER positive, HER2 positive. And it's like lymph nodes in the neck and pleural disease and bone disease. So it's nothing that's crazy visceral involvement. But we utilized palbociclib for her. And she had a really nice stabilization in her disease that lasted almost a year. Biologically, it makes a lot of sense. It's not approved there, but biologically, it makes sense.
Alpelisib?
Yes. If the patient has a PIK3CA mutation in their tumor, alpelisib should work. And if you look at the CLEOPATRA outcome data, Baselga in 2014 published CLEOPATRA outcomes based on mutation status of the tumor, and those with the PIK3CA mutation had a much worse progression-free survival.
Wow.
They still benefited from pertuzumab, but their PFS and OS was lower. I think Affinity did present biomarker data at ASCO.
Right.
And I think consistently PIK3CA mutation predicts for worse outcome in HER2 positive. So there is a study that's being planned to look at alpelisib in combination with trastuzumab, pertuzumab in the maintenance setting after first-line THP, just for patients with PIK3CA mutations. So I think it's about 40% of HER2-positive breast cancer has a PIK3CA mutation.
But again, no hormone therapy in that one, and they don't have to be ER-positive?
For hormone receptor-positive, I don't know the specifics at this point. It would make sense to utilize it, absolutely.